Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. For this Monday, decreasing clouds in the lower 60s. We'll see wind gusts as high as 25 miles an hour. Tonight, clear skies, mid-30s. Winds will be from the northwest between 5 and 10. For tomorrow, mostly sunny skies, warmer temperatures in the lower 60s. Tomorrow night, partly cloudy, lower 40s. For Wednesday, mostly cloudy, rain showers at 63. I'm meteorologist Megan Mulford. Right now, it's 41.
Kansas Mid-America Network News, good Monday. A 16-year-old boy is dead, four other teens hurt after a rollover crash in northeast Kansas over the weekend. The Kansas Highway Patrol says the crash happened early Sunday in Brown County near U.S. Highway 36. The 17-year-old driver of a 2010 Toyota Corolla lost control of the vehicle, veering into a ditch before the car went airborne and rolled onto its roof. The patrol says Ian Miller of Hiawatha died as a result of the crash. The other teens in the car, age 15, 17, 18, and 19, all sustained serious injuries. Lawmakers at the Kansas Capitol last week heard from state and federal officials who told them to be ready for more flooding in 2020. This year's floods damaged at least $15 million worth of infrastructure and generated $3.8 million in federal flood insurance claims. The Kansas Adjutant General says heavier snowfall and early storms could set conditions for 2020 with more flooding. Mid-America Network News.
Hey guys, it's Sam Speck, your farm news director on the Mid-America Ag Network, bringing you hourly updates to your ag futures and other market information through our many great affiliates. But what happens when you're not by a radio? Do you just go without information? No! Everyone seemingly carries their phone around nowadays, and if you guys give us a like and a follow on the Mid-America Facebook page, you'll get two notifications a day, an opening and a closing market report, previewing the day ahead, and recapping what's behind us, all right from your fingertips. So head online, stay informed, and give us a like on the Mid-America Ag Network Facebook page.
Thank you for making Polaris America's best-selling off-road brand. During the Polaris Great American Thank You events, you can get low financing and rebates as high as $3,500. See your Polaris dealer now for the season's best deals on America's best-selling off-road lineup. See Wichita Tractor today or go online to wichitatractor.com. Rebates valid in U.S. through 12/31/19 on new 2016 through 2020 vehicles, subject to credit approval. Offers vary by model. See dealer for details. Always wear a helmet, never drink and ride.
One person is dead following a house fire in northwest Wichita late last night. Fire crews responded to the blaze at around 11:30 and upon arrival found a victim inside of a room, and despite crews' efforts for resuscitation, they were not able to revive the victim. No other injuries were reported in association with the fire, and the cause of that blaze remains under investigation. A historic steam locomotive made its way through the Sunflower State yesterday. Union Pacific's historic Big Boy steam locomotive number 4014, touring the Union Pacific system throughout the year to commemorate the Transcontinental Railroad's 150th anniversary. KWCH-TV reports the Big Boy's return to the rails is the product of more than 2 years of meticulous restoration work by the Union Pacific steam team. Number 4014, the world's only operating Big Boy locomotive.
Bob and Georgina at After Hours Feed Supply carry Nutrina and ADM feeds for all of your pet and livestock needs. This winter, they're also stocking bird feed mix and sunflower seed. They have a Culligan water softener salt at After Hours Feed Supply. Open Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 9 p.m. Saturdays, 8 to 5. Open Sundays when they're home. If they don't have the feed you're looking for, they'll try to find it. Holler at Bob and Georgina Lindquist with After Hours Feed Supply at Blue Rapids.
Nebraska Mid-America Network News, good Monday. Authorities say a 17-year-old died at a hospital after crashing off Nebraska State Highway 71 in the panhandle over the weekend. The rollover crash reported early Saturday morning. A deputy sent to check the report found the boy on the ground near the vehicle a little more than 3 miles north of Scotts Bluff. The Scotts Bluff County Sheriff's Office says the boy was taken to a hospital where he died. The Sheriff's Office identified the victim as Daniel McDonough, who lived in Hemingford. A Gearing man has been charged with assault after shooting and wounding his 39-year-old son during an argument. Prosecutors have charged 67-year-old Eldon Anthony with first-degree assault and using a firearm in connection with the November 11th incident with his son. Investigators say Anthony told police he feared for his life when he shot his son because the younger man had charged at him with a broken beer bottle. Nebraska Mid-America Network News.
It's that time of the year when we all give thanks, and Midwest Kia wants to thank all our loyal customers. What's that mean to you? How about employee pricing on every new Kia model in stock? 125% of Black Book value for your trade, and in the spirit of Black Friday, we'll double the manufacturer's rebate on every in-stock Black Kia. And of course, you still get the amazing 10-year, 100,000-mile warranty. And during the month of November, every Friday is Black Friday. Show up at Midwest Kia at 9 a.m. sharp. We'll have doorbuster cash cars priced as low as $500, plus doorbuster prizes like flat-screen TVs. Check out MidwestKia.com for a list of doorbuster vehicles and special prizes each week. Wow! Employee pricing, the most money for your trade, double rebates on Black Kias, and Friday doorbusters starting as low as $500. We are very thankful at Midwest Kia, where we always say,
we want to see you!
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Marysville City Council met Tuesday and unanimously approved a roughly 15% increase of $2.40 per hour for police officers, bringing the starting wage to $18.23 per hour, which is in line with the county sheriff's department. Concerned with staff reduction to 50% due to several officers leaving recently, prompted the discussion. Larry Wenzel, who had retired, has indicated he would come back part-time. James Lease, who had been on the force, is planning to return. And an assistant chief to replace David Oldie plans to start in January. A request for holiday pay for Chief Todd Ackerman in the interim was denied on a 3-2 vote, as some council members felt that should be part of his salary package. A 1.5% increase in the transient guest tax, which is levied by local motels on guests, was approved unanimously. Proceeds fund Marysville Convention and Tourism activities. The approval followed discussion where Councilman Kevin Throm expressed concern that we may be pricing local lodging higher than other communities and may potentially lose business. A comparison with construction costs for a number of fire stations built in recent years in various Kansas communities raised comment that estimated costs for a new fire station in Marysville are high. Engineers have estimated construction at $173 per square foot for a 10,000 square foot building. Other communities came in closer to $100 per square foot. Some used volunteer labor and a CanStep program, which is no longer available. With that, Mayor Carla Grund urged the city to be aggressive in seeking competitive bids and contact some of the builders of these area facilities to determine their interest. She was hopeful to bring the project cost in closer to $1 million. A contract for the Veterans Wall is complete. The display will be at Feldhausen Field next September 17th through the 20th. Fundraising efforts continue with a goal of $10,000 to fund the visit. Christmas opening in Marysville will be Saturday, December 7th, including Santa's arrival and parade, among other events. Council was invited to a joint meeting of the Marysville Chamber of Commerce and Marysville Main Street December 11th. To discuss future directions for the two organizations. The breakfast meeting will begin at 7 at the Wagon Wheel. Council voted not to assist with funding a sewer hookup for a new residence planned along Keystone Road. The property has been annexed, and if sewer service is not provided, the owners could request de-annexation. A point was made that property tax proceeds would quickly offset an estimated $2,000 contribution cost. Concern was expressed regarding fairness to others who had paid for sewer hookups when the East Side District was established and with regard to setting future precedents in such matters. The issue has been a discussion point for several months and was denied on a 4-1 vote. Marysville's request for a Kansas Department of Transportation matching grant for improvement of 11th, 12th, and Keystone Roads was not approved. 92 applications were received for this round of funding, and the city was advised the application would be carried over to a possible future funding opportunity. Concept drafts from the Kansas State University visioning classes for downtown urban revitalization and potential improvements for city-owned property surrounding the historic UP Depot will be on display the rest of this month at the Arts Center. The public is encouraged to tour the exhibit. This is Fall Cleanup Week in Marysville. Put yard waste on your front curb in containers that one person can handle. The Section 1 will be north of Highway 36, east of 10th Street Monday. North of Highway 36, west of 10th Street on Tuesday. South of Highway 36, east of Highway 77 on Wednesday. And south of Highway 36, west of Highway 77 on Thursday. Pickups from 8 a.m. to 1 p.m. For details, contact Marysville City Hall. On the Marshall County Senior Citizens Lunch Menu today, chicken strips, yams, Brussels sprouts, whole wheat bread, and cherries. Tomorrow, spaghetti, whole wheat bread, baby bakers, zucchini and tomatoes, and peaches. Check of the school and community calendar, Marysville Junior High Girls Basketball Team at Chapman this afternoon. KNDY News time is 7:15.
At United Bank and Trust, we get it. Bank hours don't always fit into your schedule. With the United Bank and Trust mobile banking app, you can bank anytime, anywhere. At home, at work, or anywhere in between, you can perform convenient and secure transactions like mobile check deposit, transfer money between accounts, or see your balance instantly. Find it by searching for United Bank and Trust mobile app in your app store. Mobile banking with United Bank and Trust. It's banking for your way of life. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Frank Chiropractic Center in Marysville welcomes new patients. Dr. Michael Frank can evaluate, diagnose, and recommend treatment options that can alleviate pain, trigger your body's ability to heal, and work to ensure your optimal health and wellness. Call or stop by today for your appointment. With Frank Chiropractic Center, 15th and Broadway, phone 562-3054.
I'm your Congressman, Dr. Roger Marshall, here to tell you the Kansas cattle and beef industry is one of the prides of our state, but foreign food companies have been deceiving consumers, promoting fake beef and meat by using deceptive packaging, false claims, and phony names for their food. That's why I introduced H.R. 4881, the Real Meat Act, which will obligate the FDA and Ag Department to accurately define and label real beef and other real meats here in the United States. Because we need to make sure our cattle ranchers are protected from the billion-dollar marketing ploys of fake meat companies. To learn more about my real meat legislation, go to www.marshall.house.gov and subscribe to our newsletter. Or call our office in Garden City, Salina, or Washington, D.C. This message paid for by official funds authorized by the United States House of Representatives.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Looking at the surface map across the central and east central parts of the Midwest, we're seeing quiet weather and we'll continue to see quiet weather as we head into tonight, continuing into tomorrow. We do have a surface boundary that will move across the central parts of the Midwest as we head into Wednesday and then move south with another system that will push through as we head into Thursday. It looks like some areas will see some rain showers Wednesday and into Wednesday night. Otherwise, temperatures not bad as well. So looking at the forecast for this Monday, decreasing clouds, lower 60s with wind gusts as high as 25. Tonight, clear skies, mid-30s. Winds will be from the northwest at around 5 miles an hour. For tomorrow, mostly sunny skies, lower 60s. Winds will be from the south between 5 and 10. Tomorrow night, partly cloudy in the lower 40s. For Wednesday, mostly cloudy, rain showers in the afternoon, 63. And Wednesday night, will continue with rain likely. That's looking at your forecast. I'm meteorologist Megan Mulford.
Average high temperature mid-November, 54. Record high on this date, 72 in 1999. The average low, 31, and the record low is 5 degrees in 2014. Sunset this evening at 5:08. Sunrise in the morning at 7:15. 38 degrees in Marysville this morning. Winds are light and variable. And that's check of the morning news and weather. For this Monday, the 18th of November, KNDY News time is 7:18. I'm Bruce Dierking reporting.
calling all brides-to-be. With all you have to do to plan for your big day, let Fashion Direct take care of the guys in your wedding party. Fashion Direct in Marysville carries the complete line of tuxes from Jim's Formal Wear Company. With over 60 tuxedo styles and 175 full-back vest options, you can create the look of your dreams. Browse online at jimsformalwear.com and use Build a Tux program, or step in at Fashion Direct and look through a book complete with color swatches. Fashion Direct will ensure your groom looks his best on your big day.
The 49ers and Patriots reach number 9. The Vikings rally and Kyle Busch takes home the big hardware. Hi, everybody. Todd Ant reporting on sports. Well, Jimmy Garoppolo and the 49ers had to find something within trailing the Cardinals 16-0, and they did with 31 seconds left.
Garoppolo in the shotgun. He runs inside. He's got a 10-5 touchdown!
On KNBR, 4 touchdown passes for Garoppolo as San Francisco stuns the Cardinals 36-26. San Francisco's 9-1. The Patriots also improved to 9-1 with a comeback win over the Eagles 17-10 in Philadelphia. Pats quarterback Tom Brady.
They all count the same. Anytime we go on the road and beat a good team is a good feeling.
The Eagles drop one game behind Dallas for the NFC East lead after the Cowboys beat Detroit. And the Vikings erased a 20-0 halftime deficit.
Cousins under center, play action. Firing, caught, Rudolph.
On KFAN, Kirk Cousins, 3 TD passes and the Vikings 27-23 win over the Broncos. And Kyle Busch wins the NASCAR Cup for the second time in his career. Busch snapped a 21-race losing streak to become just the 16th driver in NASCAR history to win multiple championships. Back to the NFL, the Rams ground out a win over the Bears on Sunday Night Football. Todd Gurley tied a season high with 97 rushing yards.
Gurley, who gets the handoff and hammers it in. Touchdown, Todd Gurley. Touchdown, L.A.
On ESPN, L.A. 7-10. Rams beat the Bears 17-7. They improved to 6-4. Earlier Sunday, Dak Prescott threw for 444 yards and 3 touchdowns. And the Cowboys held off the Lions for a 35-27 victory. To the NBA, Sacramento ends the Celtics' 10-game winning streak.
Smart drives, teardrop runner for the lead. Off the iron, it falls out. The Sacramento Kings have a victory, 100-99.
On KHTK. And in college hoops, Connecticut knocked off number 15 Florida 62-59. In the NHL, Patrick Kane scored for the 6th straight game as the Blackhawks beat the Sabres 4-1. Todd Ant, ABC.
Taking a look at your high school football scoreboard. Hanover rolls past St. Paul 62-30 Friday and will now face Axtell next week in Substate as the Eagles won big over Center Lost Springs 76-26. On the other side of the 8-man Division II bracket, Osborne defeats South Barber 28-20, and Hutchison Central Christian beats Thunder Ridge 64-60. In Class 1A, Centralia advances to Substate by defeating Opie 22-20. The Panthers will take on Jackson Heights next week as the Cobras defeat St. Mary's Colgan 42-10. In 8-man Division 1, Madison cruises past Caldwell 60-14. Canton Galva beats South Central 42-16. Wichita County defeats Little River 74-38. And St. Francis blanks Hodgman County 50-0.
Good Monday morning. I'm Sam Speck with your latest check of agricultural news right here on the Mid-America Ag Network. Kansas City area businesses and farmers gathered to discuss the mounting costs of tariffs and the trade war. The event was held at the Greater Kansas City Chamber of Commerce. At the event, new data was released detailing the impact tariffs have had on Missouri and Kansas businesses, farmers, and consumers. The data shows that Missouri businesses have paid an extra $454 million in import taxes on products subject to Trump administration tariffs, and that Missouri exports have faced $260 million in new retaliatory tariffs. In Kansas, the data shows businesses have paid an extra $223 million in import taxes, and that exports have faced $157 million in retaliatory tariffs for the state of Kansas. That data is released as a part of a monthly tariff tracker for Tariffs Hurt the Heartland. A campaign supported by more than 150 business and agricultural trade associations has launched in conjunction with the Trade Partnership, which compiles monthly data released by the United States government. Next, USDA's Gary Crawford says wheat growers are up against more adversity than most.
Wheat producers are getting stung on both the production end of things and the price side, too. Weather has kept a lot of wheat from being harvested,
mainly hard red spring and durum as well.
USDA Acting Outlook Chairman Mark Chekanowski says total harvested wheat acres will be 6% below last season. Better yields could still take all wheat production to 1.9 billion bushels, just slightly more than last season. But Chekanowski says stocks going into this marketing year are smaller than a year ago. Result?
Not insignificant reduction in total wheat supply.
Not insignificant. I like that.
Not insignificant. 42 million bushel less. Yeah.
Normally, that would make for a little higher price, but no. Large world stocks eating into price prospects. USDA cutting its all wheat forecast by a dime to 460 a bushel, 56 cents less than last season. That's also
not insignificant.
Gary Crawford for the U.S. Department of Agriculture.
And I'm Sam Speck with your latest check of ag news on the Mid-America Ag Network.
Bad weather, low market prices, high operating expense. Farming can be a stressful business. Over time, that stress can become toxic, even leading to depression. Symptoms of depression can include social withdrawal, change in sleeping and eating, and prolonged sadness. If you are experiencing these symptoms, reach out for help. High Plains Mental Health Center is here for you. Visit hpmhc.com today.
From AgView.net, I'm Ken Rogers with Ag News. More than a dozen House Democrats from key battleground states now trying to rally support for the U.S.-Mexico-Canada agreement. Politico says they held a special caucus meeting to talk through the issue. The push marks the newest sign that moderate House Democrats getting impatient over the lack of movement towards getting the deal finally done. Some of the moderate Democrats worried about potential pushback from progressives, which they did get from Representative Jan Schakowsky and Bill Pascrell. Schakowsky said at the meeting she was confident they can reach an agreement before the end of the year, but she cautioned those who are anxious just to move on the deal, saying they need to make sure it gets done the right way. Late last week, House Speaker Pelosi gave a positive indication of USMCA's fate in Congress. She said a deal between House Democrats and the Trump administration was imminent. That means an announcement could come within the coming days. She said it looks to be a good template for future trade agreements. Dean Foods, one of America's largest dairy co-ops, filed for Chapter 11 bankruptcy last week. That leaves a lot of dairy producers up in the air about whether they'll be selling their milk in the future. The timing of the bankruptcy couldn't be worse, as milk prices are still low, even though they bounced back some in recent months. In the announcement last week, Dean Foods said it was engaged in advanced talks with Dairy Farmers of America about a possible acquisition. DFA, the country's biggest dairy co-op, but one antitrust expert says the potential deal causes serious concerns about anti-competitive activities. Cooperatives negotiate with processors like Dean Foods on behalf of producers to lower prices to farmers to increase their revenue as milk producers. That, according to Peter Carstensen, a University of Wisconsin School of Law professor. Some farmers have accused the co-op in the past of trying to suppress milk prices to maximize its profit. DFA represents over 13,000 dairy producers, controlling 30% of U.S. milk production. That's Ag News from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers.
It's time again for America. I'm Steve Alexander with information about the world's most important industry. It's agriculture, of course. There's a lot of confusion surrounding the growing of industrial hemp. There remain mixed signals from law enforcement, the banking industry, and others. So the state of Illinois has decided to host a hemp summit. More about that after this.
Your best defense against breast cancer is a mammogram. I'm Dr. Sandy Goldberg, a breast cancer survivor and founder of a Silver Lining Foundation. And early detection saved my life. Are you uninsured? Are you underinsured? Are you a survivor and need follow-up testing? Feel like you have nowhere to turn? Times are tough, but getting a mammogram shouldn't be. Call us at 312-345-1322. A Silver Lining Foundation is here to help.
A big event's coming up December 17th. That's a Tuesday, and the Illinois Department of Agriculture is putting on a hemp summit. And the man in charge of the hemp summit is Jeff Cox. He's the Bureau Chief for Medicinal Plants for the Illinois Department of Agriculture. And Jeff, I would assume that you've gotten a lot of interest in this summit.
Yeah, we really have. We sent an email survey out a few weeks ago just to judge interest in some of the topics people wanted to hear about, and we had quite a bit of response from that. So we're really expecting this to be a successful program.
Well, I know there are people with a lot of questions and concerns. Why don't you take us through how do you have this summit structured and what kinds of things people are going to be able to find out?
So what we've done is put together a series of panels for the course of the day. Now that the United States Department of Agriculture has released their industrial hemp rules that align with the 2018 Farm Bill, we'll have a discussion about that. That will be followed by a panel of Illinois growers that actually grew hemp during the 2019 season. Following that, we'll have a panel of processors that are licensed in the state of Illinois. And then we've got a university panel that will discuss some research that's being done at some of the ag schools here in Illinois so they can discuss the potential future of hemp with maybe native hemp strains and what have you that are the commonly referred to as ditchweed, things like that. We will also be hearing from a banker that will discuss the banking aspect of hemp and that it's a little bit challenging for the banks still at this point and how that can impact the farmers. And then I believe the last group we have will be a gentleman from Hemp Benchmarks, which is a national think tank that is collecting data for the hemp programs all across the country and the markets and what's happening with that. So the general idea is to bring in as many of our current licensees and then other people who might just be interested in the program for future years or what have you to bounce ideas off each other and kind of tell war stories about how the 2019 season went as far as growing, how their techniques fared versus somebody else's techniques, and then the same with the processors.
The Illinois Hemp Summit is coming up December 17th. That's a Tuesday. You need to register online. Go to the Illinois Department of Agriculture's website to do that. Back after this.
With the fall season comes lots of changes. Football, tailgate parties, and apple cider. It also means farmers will be busy harvesting crops and sowing wheat. So farm equipment will be a common occurrence on your highways and country roads. Farm equipment may be wider than one lane or even wider than the road and traveling at slower speeds. So please be patient and pass with care as they try to move their equipment safely from one field to the next. Here at Alliance Insurance, we wish everyone a safe and enjoyable fall season.
Farming America is a presentation of the NextStar Radio Network. I'm Steve Alexander.
It's 7:30 from KNDY. 38 degrees overcast with a variable wind this morning. Middle 60s for a mild high today.
Kansas Mid-America Network Sports. Good Monday. Chuba Hubbard ran for 122 yards and two touchdowns, and number 22 Oklahoma State rolled past Kansas 31-13 Saturday. It was the first meeting between Kansas coach Les Miles and Oklahoma State coach Mike Gundy. The Jayhawks had just lost 50-48 to Texas earlier in the year and had been close in two other losses. Saturday, the Jayhawks got off to a rough start and never got into the game. Up next, the Jayhawks travel to Iowa State where they'll take on the Cyclones at 11 o'clock Saturday morning. The weekend news wasn't any better for the Wildcats as they scored touchdowns on their opening drive of the first and second half but failed to put a game-winning series together on its final possession in a 24-20 loss to West Virginia Saturday. K-State on the road this weekend for a matchup with the Texas Tech Red Raiders that kicks off at 6 o'clock Saturday night. Mid-America Network Sports.
Take a look at your high school football scoreboard. Hanover rolls past St. Paul 62-30 Friday and will now face Axtell next week in Substate as the Eagles won big over Center Lost Springs 76-26. On the other side of the 8-man Division II bracket, Osborne defeats South Barber 28-20 and Hutchison Central Christian beats Thunder Ridge 64-60. In Class 1A, Centralia advances to Substate by defeating Opie 22-20. The Panthers will take on Jackson Heights next week as the Cobras defeat St. Mary's Colgan 42-10. In 8-man Division 1, Madison cruises past Caldwell 60-14. Canton Galva beats South Central 42-16. Wichita County defeats Little River 74-38. And St. Francis blanks Hodgman County 50-0.
Hanover Wildcats advance to the semifinals in the state playoffs, ending St. Paul's season. Their first loss of the year. St. Paul ends at 10-1 as Hanover advances 10-1, posting a 62-30 win at St. Paul on Friday. Hanover scored early and scored often. They scored on a kick return to start the ball game. Scored on all five first quarter possessions. Held St. Paul to a pair of scores, and at the end of 12, it was 38-14 Hanover. Then the defense kicked into gear for both teams. Just a St. Paul score in that second quarter, it was 38-22 at the half. Wildcats had a pair of third quarter scores. Hope to end it early with a 32-point margin, their biggest in the ballgame, 54-22, end of three quarters. Teams traded scores in the fourth quarter, final Hanover 62 and St. Paul 30. First loss for the Indians this year. They finish at 10-1. Hanover advances 10-1 for next round action, which is the semifinals Friday. Reporting for KNDY Sports, I'm Bruce Dierking.
The Axtell Eagles were victorious over the Center Cougars in eight-man Division II sectional action, 76-26. The Axtell Eagles were led by Quinn Bussing, 21 of 28 passing for 263 yards and five touchdowns. Seven of those receptions to Isaac Detweiler for 76 yards and a touchdown. Isaac Detweiler adds a 45-yard touchdown run. J.J. Hart, two carries, 96 yards and two TDs, as the Axtell Eagles took care of business early, taking a 24-0 lead with 9:06 to go in the second quarter on a Quinn Bussing touchdown pass to Derek Bussing. Center did respond with a 2-yard run in the second quarter, and at halftime cut the score to 36-14. But in the third quarter, it was all Axtell, as the Axtell Eagles rushed for touchdowns of 34 yards in the third quarter, blocked a punt for a touchdown to go up 50-14 still in that third quarter. Later in the game, Axtell had rushes of 36 yards for touchdowns, 48 yards for touchdowns, 45 yards for a touchdown, and 46 yards for a touchdown, as the Axtell Eagles take advantage of the 45-point rule and finish off the Center Cougars 76-26. Axtell advanced to play Hanover next week for a bid in the state championship. For KNDY Sports, I'm Jason Brenniger.
Who doesn't love lifestyle hacks that make everyday chores a little easier? We're sharing some favorites you can try on your car this winter on the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report.
Kansans have a new choice for Medicare Supplement Insurance Plans. With Medicare Supplement Insurance Plans from Kansas Farm Bureau, you have access to four levels of coverage, affordable rates, and service from an organization that served Kansans for more than 100 years. For more information on Kansas Farm Bureau Medicare Supplement Plans, including rates and to apply, visit kfbhealthplans.com. Medicare Supplements insured by Members Health Insurance Company, Columbia, Tennessee. Not connected with or endorsed by U.S. or state government. This is a solicitation of insurance. A representative of Kansas Farm Bureau Health Plans may contact you.
You owe over $10,000 in back taxes. You've called every tax firm out there. They all say the same thing, making promises they never keep, and you're sick of it. What you really need is a new